Rebbevom Shmulevitz Shlita, when I was a bocha, told me once that he heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner that why is it that we don't do Havdalah after Purim? The question itself is a bit questionable, but why don't we do Havdalah after Purim?
No, drink more wine.
And he answered, and he said the answer to the question is, don't do Havdalah after Purim because the simcha and the chizuk of Purim should continue. We don't say goodbye to the chizuk of Purim. We need to take it on. So the obvious question is, yeah, what about the other Yom Tovim? So it's a good question. I remember that asked the Rabbi Shlomo. Says, yeah, kaponim for Purim, it's a very good word. For Purim, you can use the word. So the other Yom Tovim, we'll have to see when we get there. But it's a good kasha. But anyway, I think the vault is certainly true. She will be zoicher to take the chizik and the schatzes of Purim, and she get great chizik from it, Beis Hashem. Okay, we are up to page 162. We started learning Simon Tov Ein Beis, which discussed various halachas of Aseva, continuing on to the halachas of the Dalet Kosois, and we spoke about the shir of the koses, the amount that one has to drink. We spoke also in Sif Yud of a person who hates wine, perhaps because of a handover, I don't know. Perhaps he hates wine, but we spoke Sif Yud Aleph about red wine. It's much better red wine, if possible. Mishtabur said that if there is concerns about a possible blood libel, cholila, one should refrain from having red wine. Right. We spoke about the importance of drinking wine, and therefore a person should even sell his clothes, or he should hire himself out to have sufficient money to buy wine for Dalet Kosos. Right. Sif Yud Dalet moves on to the following but actually prior to doing so, I'm just afraid I will forget. Naftali raised an interesting question, and perhaps it's the right point to discuss it here before actually moving on. The question is with regards to grape juice. I think it might be the opportune moment to just mention it. We spoke in Sif Yud Aleph, mitzvah lachzu achayayin edoim, and one should drink red wine. Does that mean that there is a problem? Is it lechatchil? What about grape juice? Is it... To what extent is it better to have red wine? This is as opposed to white wine. But what about wine as opposed to grape juice? To what extent is it a lechatchila, a hiddu, ma'akev, to have wine over grape juice? The wine would be diluted to such an extent that there would be not much difference than grape juice. Yeah. Very strong, and therefore you're saying that it would be ultimately would be very similar to grape juice. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm trying to say
that it's still there's a taste of alcohol.
Whether their wine before it was diluted,
right? Okay.
Even diluted,
that it has, right? Okay. So the emphasis is as follows. The in Kolatoyer Kula we do not make a distinction between wine and grape juice. Whatever works, whenever. We need wine, grape juice is just as good. And really, in principle, the same should apply with regards to the Arba Kosos on Pesach. That grape juice is on exactly the same, hidu and lechatchil, identical than wine indeed. And there is, and that's, the emes is, that's the pashtos. That is the pashtos. And that is certainly the simple and the basic and the ultimately the true understanding. And that there is no difference between wine and grape juice. However, there's a chiddush, which was born in the Besmelos by Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein, and perhaps others as well, where Mechadosh Tazer, there's a requirement of Derech Cheirus. Derech Cheirus means that it needs to, Derech Cheirus, how should we translate Derech Cheirus? That, Derech Cheirus, how should they, the ways of what? The ways of free people, the ways of redeemed people, there's a Derech Cheirus. And Moshe Feinstein was Mechadosh, Mitzvora, that you only have an ultimate day cheres, the day cheres, the element of being free and being absolutely rejoiced and happy, the element of simcha, that can only be with an alcohol beverage, this can only be achieved when there is a bit of alcohol in there. which therefore requires you to have wine as opposed to grape juice. Moshe Feinstein held that way. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein says that, of course, somebody who can't, is unwell, who is not fitter, he should have grape juice. But if a person can, he should ideally use wine. Yes. Mixture, right? I'm going to get to that. Absolutely. To dilute the wine. Yeah. Now, the Emma says, I can't, you know, although we generally have a rule that ain lemendim in amaisim, there's that rule that you don't pass normally from stories. But one can't refrain from mentioning that many gdoile Yisrael mamash, including the Chazanesh, including Shabin Rav, including Shem Zaman, they themselves use grape juice every single year on Leila Seder without fail. Which obviously probably implies, I mean, you could learn they were all not well, fragile, it could be, but they're to Paskin. Yeah, all these could be true svaras. But more likely than that, I believe, is that it simply didn't hold that svar, which was the Chiddush of Moshe Feinstein. That's what I think. And it's definitely, if you've got such a long line, and a whole massive queue of gedolim who annoyed themselves to use grape juice, I think it's fair to say that they just held that there's no difference. Like every else in the Torah, there's no difference. Here too, there's no difference between grape juice and wine. Having said that, already a few years ago, there was this idea, because you don't actually need wine. Even according to Moshe Feinstein, you don't actually need wine. What you need is a bit of alcohol. You need the alcoholic taste. We all know the difference between a wine and there's the alcohol which is missing in the alcoholic. So therefore, you don't actually need wine. You need a bit of alcohol. So therefore, the idea was that instead, you can't dilute wine, because then you're going to end up, you can't dilute wine. You certainly cannot add water to wine with our commercialized wines. Totally out of question, because you're going to end up running in problems with brochas. You might not be able to make a bit of pegofen at the end. So you certainly can't add water to the wine. But the idea which came up already a number of years ago was that you take the wine and you take a bit of wine, just that little, and you add grape juice to it. So you don't have problems with. You have all the mileage. You have a bit of alcohol taste. It's not going to be too heavy. It's not going to be too strong. You don't end up having huge headaches. It's just a bit of wine. You feel it. You sense it a bit, and you add the rest. You grape juice, a third, or one quarter, three quarters, something of those. But again, you can't use water. But you do that with grape juice. It ends up being very, very sweet. And those of us who are, some people end up having headache if things are too sweet, but you get alamailas. That's in terms of, so alamailas now it's commercialized already and it's sold under Yankal. That's what Yankal is all about. Yankal is just a very, very light level of alcohol. It's not really wine. And it's just a little bit of wine with lots of grape juice, and just somebody has to make money out there, right? Yeah. So it's the same thing. You just build wine, cheap wine, and you add lots of grape juice. You can make it yourself. Absolutely, it works out the same. You can do it the same. So that's Lemaisa, if a person can, and if a person can, I suppose it's right to be choshed for a Moshe Feinstein. It's certainly a good idea. Certainly a good idea to chaperan and all the chumra. Yeah. But if you feel that by having four cups of wine, you're going to end up having a headache, you won't be able to fill all the mitzvahs properly, then, and you're going to feel funny from it. I remember there was a mice, a relative of mine, who ended up, he had the four cups of wine, and he ended up being properly shikha. He wasn't used to drinking. And he ended up by the four bachat gad, he was properly shikha. The same thing, the gentleman we saw yesterday, it's the same idea. So that's lechoyre, wrong, I think. I don't think there's an Indian of Adelioda on Leila Seida. I don't think so.
What's the wine called again?
Yain kal, light wine. Yain kal.
What's the equivalent to?
It's a quarter wine, three quarters. It's probably I don't know the figures exactly, but it's very, very light. You can just about feel the wine. You can feel it a bit. You can feel the alcohol a little bit, but it's basically grape juice with a bit. How does that sound? Is that? Are you all? I'm saying. Yeah. So what are you referring to? Shulchan Aruch sends you base yoytzim behind mevushel. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly in Sifud Beis, we learned it on Monday. Yoytzim behind mevushel. Yeah. What would be the svar to say you're not? I don't know. I don't remember. Right, okay. Now, it's funny that I think with regards to Noshim, women, how do they, and children, right? Well, do they use for... Yeah, I think most women will not drink. They do wine, I don't know. They do, yeah, if they enjoy it and they appreciate it, and they're good, no, forget it. But if, I think many women will refrain, will have just grape juice. Children for sure. Although I saw a chuv about this just the other day, in chinuch for having deicheres for children, I think it's well, in my opinion, it's well overdone. But yeah, so okay, so right, this is with regards to okay. Sif tes va sif yudalet. Gam anoshim chayovos. Women are also obligated by the koses with a mitzvah of four koses. Huvechol hamitzvahs hanoges boisalaila and all the other obligations of the evening. Noshim are also obligated just as much as men. The Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Mem Dalet says gam anoshim chayovos. Da'av shu mitzvah shazman gam. Although it's these are time bound mitzvahs, nevertheless, mikomokim chayovos, they're obligated. Sha'afein hoyu bo'is ha'nes, they're also including the nes. I will just point out the Mishneh Berurah just before that mentions in Sifkot Mem Gimel the arba koses with regards to the four koses. Tiknu niskenu keneged ab l'shoneh shel gula. They were established, the four koses. Now established with regards to the four l'shoneh shel gula. V'tzeis yaschem, v'tzalti yaschem, v'galti yaschem, v'lekachti yaschem. I don't know. Somebody asked me this once. I don't know the answer. I don't know why the Mishnah brings it over here. At the end, once we've completed, really, arab koses starts in sifches. I would have assumed the Mishnah should say there. Why do we do arab koses? Because of v'tzeis yaschem, v'galti yaschem. It would have made more sense to have it in a much earlier halacha. But the Mishnah actually points that over here. I don't know why. Yep. Yep. We are indeed. Even if it's not right, okay. Still, I hear. Still, I feel that it's the wrong place. It is a bit the wrong place. Should have Mishnah Berurah here in that context. Should have Niskan Arban Koses Niskanu Kenegad Arban Lishonos. This surely should have been before Sif Yudalet. Right. Okay. We move on. We see Sif Tesvav. Tenoikos Shigia Lechinuch. Children who are chinuch of chinuch age. Mitzvah liten lekol echot koisei lefonov. Every child who is chinuch age must have a kois before him. In other words, must have the arba koses independently himself. What age would you say is a child chinuch obligated? Is chinuch in the age of chinuch with regards to arba koses? Right, the last kois is pretty late. Yeah, which children are up till the very end? Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 What age? What's the very good? So that is really the absolutely. So that is really the key question always. Always compare. Chinuch is always connected to the physical ability of fulfilling the mitzvah. So, such as with regards to sukkah, we say a child who's able to sleep in the sukkah, that's when it's, or dalet minim, when he can chuckle the dalet minim. That's what, so here, what is the chinuch that we are referring to? So obviously, absolutely, but you're right, but compared to what? You're right, that ultimately, every child is different, and one has to be very child oriented when it comes to, absolutely, I couldn't agree more, but what is the defining factor? What does he need to be able to do? Understand good. Understand what? Yeah. I think I agree. Yeah, he has to be able to appreciate four koses connected. Four koses connected. Yeah, you don't have the full deepest understanding of that. No, It seems to be much more, generally speaking, when it comes to the age of chinuch, it seems to be much more connected to the physical ability of performing it, and that are the basic understanding of what's going on.
Yes,
a lot of it is the
understanding.
Yeah, it's connected. It has to be the physical ability. He has to be physically able to drink dalat kozis on himself, but he needs to understand also the basics. Says abba kozis shel gula. So if it's physical, if you can just drink four kozis, I think it needs to be a very basic understanding. It's a good question. I think it needs to be a very basic understanding, but it needs to be some understanding. I think if it's got no clue what's flying, and he can still drink four cups, I think he'll still be exempt from chinuch, I believe. Okay, continues the Ramah. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out a very important point, that the Shia is Meloi Lugmov according to the child himself, his own age. So he needs to drink. You don't force a child to have Meloi Ravias or Meloi Lugmov of us. Don't say, in our house, we are Makbin Chazanish, and you tell a six-year-old child, go and you force down this, you know, the 150, the biggest Shia, because in our house, we are Makbin Chazanish to a six-year-old Nebuch child. Yeah, because anyway, besides everything else, you have to, it's all according to his own Meloi Lugmov, and therefore it's his cheekful. What's a cheekful of a 6-year-old? What's a cheekful of an 8-year-old? For that matter, what's a cheekful of an 11-year-old? It's all got to with his own, with all the physical size. We continue. This is a vessel which has a very thin opening, which the drink goes in and out through a very thin end. Don't drink the dalat kozos from a cup which has a very thin ending, like a narrow spout, kind of. Because it will be impossible to drink the revis in one go. It's going to take much too long to drink from that, and therefore use another koz, a more conventional kos, perhaps, for the dalat kosas. For the third cup of birkas hamazon, anyway, not many use this one, so use a normal one. V'chein koshel kiddush, similar to the first one. Anyway, you can't use such a becha, so use a normal becha. Siv tezayin, mitzvah lechalek letkindoy kos, kloyes veigoizim. We tend to give, it's a mitzvah, it's the right practice to give for children kloyes veigoizim, walnuts, that they should see the change, but they should ask questions. Now, the questions are not to be related with the walnuts. Right? It's just to incite and encourage questions, which are obviously related to the mitzvahs hayoyim. Says the Mishnah, once they've got nun, through that is oiru, they'll be enticed and encouraged, lost some leiv, they will see that it's a different night, it's different, there's something bizarre in a positive way of this night. It's strange, it's different. They should be encouraged to ask questions, not just the manishtano questions, but other questions too. And we reward them, and we entice them, and we encourage questions through klois ve'egoizim. V'shatz Yisrael Gemara says another reason, k'dei shalushnu v'shalu, they should keep them awake. If you give them a bit of something nice, then they'll stay awake. It's worth it for them to ask questions. V'tzorich la'oyram, and here comes the Mishnah Berurah of an important, very important, very, very important point indeed. V'tzorich la'oyram shalishnu adach avodim ayinu. It's really important to keep them up until after avodim ayinu. Why? Because we should understand, and we should explain, and go through Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Eka HaMitzvah HaTshuva HaLshelas Bnoi. The main mitzvah is the answer, the reply, and that is Avodim Hayinu. K'mo Shenema V'Igalta Levincho, because the pasuk says you should tell your son B'Emu on that day, Leimoi B'Avuzeh V'Goyma. V'Loi K'mo She'Ois L'Nei Zamoi, not like some Amratzim do. After the children sing beautifully Manishtano in Loshna Kodesh, in English, and in Yiddish, whether they understand it or they don't, and straight away after that, we put them to bed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is a complete failure of understanding what's going on, because all the idea is, which is we have got to encourage them to We've got to give them the answer to the questions that they have asked. For Amitza Abakosis, also they're obligated, from a certain age onwards, they're obligated in Abakosis. Shekoshel Kiddush Achim Abakosis, because the Koshel Kiddush is one of the four cups. So, do not put them to sleep too early. Wait until some of the questions are answered. By the way, close Ve Goizem, if you try with walnuts, if that's good enough, that's that's good, that's very good. I wonder for nowadays, and if walnuts will still do. And if it's not walnuts, then we're going to have to think of something else. But the main thing is that they are interested and motivated. Walnuts, anybody's tried walnuts? Yeah, it won't go anymore. Eh? I see. Good, that's a nice word. Right. A very nice word. Right. Okay, so these are the shalit also, if you give them other items, there's always shalit with brachas. If you give them chocolate or something, you run into shalit with brachas. But yeah, okay. Fine. Simon Tov and Gimel. I don't think the nuts, they would eat them straight away. I don't think so. Roasted nuts, I don't know if they would probably... Yeah, perhaps, I suppose. Simon Tov Ein Gimel, Dine Koizrishn Veseta Pesachat Koizsheni. This is going into the halachas of the first Koiz. And the Seda Pesachat Koizsheni from the first until the second Koiz. Okay. Moiz Gino Koizrishn, we pull the first cup. You make Kiddush on the first cup. Here again, we remember, the first Koiz is Kiddush. If first night falls on Shabbos, well, not this year, right? This year is Wednesday. It's when was we had it though? When was let us say on Friday night? Was it last year? 2 years ago? Last year? It was not a long time ago. So then you do Vaychulu first. And if the first Leila Seder falls on Matzah Shabbos, which is that Erev Pesach falling on Shabbos kind of next year, right? Okay, that's a complex one. Then on the Kiddush of Leila Seder, you make Yak Nehas. Yain Kiddush Ne Avdol Zman. Yak Nehas. What happens if you fail to recite Havdolah in that Yak Nehas? Matzah Shabbos, Leila Seder, Lo Yiniska Ad Sheyischil Hagadah, and you only remember, I forgot, and you're in the middle of Hagadah. Yashlim Hagadah at Gal Yisrael, you should move on, until Gal Yisrael, V'achkech Yavdin, you do Havdalah then. Now, continues the Ramov, and little Yodov, Klal, Koidem Kiddush, you should not wash your hands before Kiddush on Leila Seder. Why do you need to say that? Don't do it until Asudan before Kiddush. Obviously, you don't wash your hands before Kiddush. Ah, very good. It's talking about the good old Yakkers. Absolutely. Yeah, the Yakkers, they wash before Kiddush, right? So, it's a very rare minik nowadays, but that is the real Yakkish minik, and Ramo as well. That was the real German minik, was to wash, on a regular Friday night, you wash, and then afterwards you make Kiddush after that. Have you ever witnessed it?
Yeah.
Right. Sure. So that's what the Ramah is referring to. She said, if you are Yekka and you wash your hands before Kiddush, you're going to do that, but you don't do that on Pesach. On Leila Seder, you're not going to wash your hands before Kiddush. Why? Because it's going to be a bit of a pretty short maggid, right? You'd have to cut it short. So you're going to wash later. Yeah?
So what's the source of that? Because
you know,
that's not meant to be a break.
Well, it's not a break. According to them, it's not a hefsek.
It's not a hefsek. But it would be a hefsek on Pesach.
So on Pesach it would be. That's right. Because you've got lots of work before that. Yeah, you've got lots of work before the matzah. Okay, v'imein yod v'nikiyas yiton ad, if your hands are unclean, you should wash your hands a little bit. Aval ein levorich al natzila, but if you do wash your hands, don't make a brach on natzila, obviously. We're going to speak about that later, at a later stage. Meshem v'alabais, lo'im zek pe'atzmoy. And the balabais should not pour the wine into his own cup himself, rak only achim zekloi. Somebody else should pour into his cup. Techeirus, because that is the appropriate way of royals. They will never pour the drink themselves. So he pours for somebody else.
That'll count.
No, you can't. The hefsek will be too great. The hefsek will be.
Ah, you
kaddish, yeah.
You can't pass straight away.
Well, that's not the. Well, it's called seder for a reason.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Everybody has to put for somebody else. So right, so the Emes says, so right, what you're referring to is correct. That the Amar refers to the Balabais. The Balabais should not pour himself, because of the Echeres. And that is some houses, that is the Minik. Others have a Minik that nobody does, but that's not the Amar. The Amar talks specifically how Balabais should not pour, but many houses have got the Minik. I don't know, what's your Minik? Nobody does. Everybody pours for somebody else? Right, so that's also an extended level of the Echeres. But that's not what the Amar means. Let me just point out what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in the third white line, it's Sifkot Aleph. It's before Sifkot Aleph. When you make Kiddush, you have in mind that you're fulfilling mitzvahs Kiddush and the mitzvah of Abba Koses. Because the Kiddush Kos is one of the four. Some of the minik to say, this is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, because generally, it's very interesting because the Chassidim do that by every mitzvah. Yeah, every mitzvah. The Raisa, the Rabbonans. Some of the Rabbonans. Sphira is the exceptional one, yeah. Then he's like, no, really? That's respectfully very interesting. Wow, it's very interesting. I didn't know that. Very interesting. So, but the Ma'aseh Rabbeinu, we've got over here Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah is particularly, it brings this in over here. I don't understand the stamza why it brings it in, because it's famously a bit of a controversy as to whether one should say that or not. Yes? And even if you say you should say, why does the Mishnah Berurah punct out of here, it says, punct when it comes to when it comes to Shabbos, if I'm correctly, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say Reish Ayin Aleph, right? Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that when it comes to Mitzvah Kiddush on a regular Friday night, you should say, of Kiddush. Doesn't say that. Just over here, when it comes to Dalet Koses, he says, make sure to say, some say, have the minute to say, you should say that in preparation. I don't know why, it's interesting.
The Kiddush itself reminds you of saying Kiddush.
But over here. It's proper and right to say also before he said the Maggid of Agadi should say the following statement that you intend to be mechaven and you want to be yoitz in the mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzayim. It's interesting. Right, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph tells us you make Shechiyonu on the first and second night, Kodim Ashtir before drinking. What happens if you didn't say Shechiyonu? Should you still say afterwards Shechiyonu? If you didn't say Shechiyonu, you just forgot. Let's say first. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imloy Berach Kodim Ashtir." If you didn't make Shechiyonu before drinking, Mevorach Achkach, you should say it afterwards. Emor Sheyizkor, whenever you remember. Because you're making on the day, and therefore you could say at any time later as well, Shechiyonu. It doesn't matter, because you make the Shechiyonu on the day and not on the physical drinking. Okay, fine. To summarize what we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, B'siyat Tishmai. We spoke about the Shaila of wine and grape juice. We moved on afterwards. We spoke about women being obligated in the Dalet Koses too. We spoke about Tinoke Shigil, Chinuch, children or Chinuch, of chinuch age, they need to have abacosis too. We spoke about the cup, needs to be a cup that you can drink normally. Shouldn't be too narrow. It's now a spout. We spoke about giving out clothes ve'egoizim for children, they should ask questions. We spoke about not putting children to bed straight after manishtano. Furthermore, we discussed the halachas of mosgim kozrishin. The minig is that and you shouldn't pour yourself. The balabai, somebody should pour for him. One should say Shechiyonu. If it's on Shabbos, you should say Vayechulu. If it's on Motzei Shabbos, you should say Aknehaz. And these are the basic halachas we discussed this evening. More to follow tomorrow. Beis Hashem, receive base. Good evening.